Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode, which is why controlling men feels safe. And we're going to really deep dive into that. And I just want to say before the episode starts, first of all, thank you guys so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast, my Instagram, my YouTube, my TikTok, and also that you can book a one-on-one coaching session with me. I offer a 3-month coaching program, and you can book a one-on-one free introduction call to see if the 3-month coaching program that I offer is right for you. And you can do that through my website at victoriadeval.com. And then also, I am going to be putting out, I think, like 2 podcasts a week, because I really want to hit 100,000 listens or downloads. Yeah, downloads by July 20th, because July 20th is my 1-year anniversary of my podcast. And I'm just super excited and super proud of just my podcast. I'm really proud of it. And I would be really excited to hit that little landmark. Right now, we're at 80,000 downloads. So I think it's feasible, because I usually have around 25,000 downloads in a month, but I just really want to hit it. So I think we're going to be doing Wednesdays at 12 and then Saturdays at 12. Saturdays at 12 as usual. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about why controlling men feels safe. And I just saw this post on Instagram, and it was this post that said, I'm going to pull it up right here. She was talking about why, in the ways in which we control men. And she showed these 3 ways, and one of them was mothering, and the other one was counseling, and the other one is being too nice. So in mothering, we treat our man like a child and not like a competent adult. And then in counseling, we give unsolicited suggestions and directions for everything. And then too nice, you allow him to get away with things and suppress your desires. So that is what she had written in her post. And then, but I wanted to take it a few steps further. So for example, one of the reasons that we control men, or one of the ways, is we do that through mothering. So we treat our man like a child and not like a competent adult. But what do all of these 3 things have in common? Why do we do them? So that's how we do them. But why do we do them? And we do them because we don't want to be faced with our reality. We mother, we counsel, or we're too nice so that we can avoid ourselves and our reality. If we did not mother him, for example, we're not taking on too much and, like, you know, treating him like a dependent child and actually treating him like a man. If you viewed him as a man and not like a weakling, because all of these things are saying that you think your man is weak. And so we cover up by doing all of these things. So we try to control everything. But why do we do it? We do it so we can avoid ourselves. So in mothering, for example, we mother him because if we mother, we hope that we can get our needs met. So if we try to force it, we try to mother him, we try to take care of everything, we try to meet his every need, we try to nurture him in every way possible. She gave an example here, which is you buy his clothes and remind him to take his vitamins, you're counseling, you try to guide him in all things, and you try to help him with his temper, and you try to tell him how to put the kids to sleep, and you help him apply to jobs or continuous education, or with being too nice, you let him get away with things and don't call out his bad behavior. All those things are basically allowing us to avoid our lives completely, and we're allowing ourselves to make bad decisions with men, because if we actually didn't avoid and we stop mothering and we stop being too nice, we would have to sit with the reality of who the man actually is. And the issue is, we don't want to sit with reality. That's why we do these things. We do not want to be in reality. So what we do is we mother, we counsel, we, you know, are micromanaging, we are being way too nice and letting everything slide and forgiving all of his disgusting, abhorrent behavior, because we don't want to be in reality. We don't want to sit with the truth because the truth will force us to take action. If you actually see him as a whole person, as a whole man, and you say, I hold you accountable. I allow you to have agency in your life. I'm not going to overstep. Then from that space, you have to actually also take accountability in your life and say, oh, because I see this person as a whole person, I'm going to then not accept this behavior and walk away. Or, you know, that person is taking responsibility in their life and I'm really happy with the changes that they're making. I'm really happy with the way that they show up. And therefore, I can love them and be with them as allowing them to be a whole person. But when we want to avoid decisions, when we want to avoid reality, when we want to avoid the truth, we will try to control everything. We will try to control men so that we do not have to actually leave them. That's really the truth. We don't want to leave our low quality, dusty men. And the other part is we don't want to actually face the parts of us that are addicted to low quality, dusty men. And when you do not have to control a man, you actually have to surrender and be in your receiving and trust. And that feels kind of scary. So we prefer micromanaging, mothering, letting everything slide, controlling the hell out of him. Because for us, for people who have not regulated their systems, their nervous systems, for people who have not done that deep work, it feels safer to have a man who is actually not safe and one that we can just spend all of our time avoiding ourselves by putting all of our attention on them. It feels safer to do that than to actually have a man who is ready to be a man, ready to be a whole person. Let's not even talk about men being a man. Let's just talk about he's ready to be a whole person. He's ready to take accountability for his life. He doesn't need you looking over his shoulder 24/7. He is, you know, set in his career and feels comfortable in his life. He's not stressed out. He's not, you know, desperate 24/7. We don't need to save him. So from that space, what do we have to do? We have to sit back and allow him to actually be in his life on his own. And allow him to be sovereign. And then we also have to allow ourselves to receive his embodiment of masculinity and of truth. And we actually have to trust fully when we're with a man who's actually a good man, who's actually a sovereign man, who's actually emotionally intelligent, who's emotionally safe, who really works on himself. He doesn't need you 24/7 telling him what to do because he is very aware of himself. He's emotionally intelligent. He's really committed to his own inner work. He's very aware of his shadows and he is committed to you and he's committed to himself and he's devoted to you and devoted to himself. From that space, what do you have to do? You just have to sit back and receive that. And of course, provide you're from a space of grounded intuition and love, you provide correction when necessary, but not from a space of controlling and from a space of safety because your relationship is safe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But for a lot of us, it feels safer to be with a man that we have to control all the time. And we have to ask ourselves in our childhood, where did we feel that our needs weren't met? So we had to control our way into them. And did that ever even work? Because that's a really important part. Like, for example, if your man is always cheating on you, right? So then you feel unsafe because he's cheating on you, which is, you know, your normal response to being cheated on. And so he's cheating on you all the time. So instead of facing reality, instead of facing reality and saying, this is who he is, these are his actions, I respect him as a sovereign being. And from that space, I respect myself, I can actually take his actions at face value. When we don't respect ourselves or the other person, we try to contort the meaning of what they're doing. And when we actually can look at what they're doing and take it at face value, we can say, okay, he's cheating. Those are his choices. As a sovereign adult, he made those choices. Now what choices do I make as a sovereign adult? But we don't want to do that. We don't want to face ourselves. So what we do is we'll micromanage him, try to control, because we don't feel safe. So what we're trying to do is control our way into safety, and it will never, ever work. So what we'll do is we will try to check his phone 24/7, you know, get his Instagram password, be, you know, even set up a camera in his room, or we could, you know, be making rules. You can't go out at this time of night. You can't go here. You can't see this person. You could be trying to, you know, delete his social media presence. You have to delete your Instagram if you want to stay with me. You have to delete your Snapchat. You have to, well, I mean, I don't think a man at a grown age should have a Snapchat, so that's reasonable. But, but, you know, you should delete your Instagram. You have to delete your Facebook. You have to, all of these things we're doing to try to control our way into safety in a space that will never be safe. And if we're coming from a grounded space where we're not trying to control the other person, we see, oh, this person will never be safe for me. They're not a safe person. And because I'm safe for myself, I will choose to remove myself from an unsafe situation. But when we don't want to do that, when we want to avoid our lives, avoid accountability, we would prefer to focus all of our attention on controlling them instead of actually taking accountability and control in our own lives. So all of these reasons are the reasons that we control men. This is why we choose men that we can, that are incompetent, that we mother, that we, you know, micromanage. All of these things is we're saying to ourselves as well. We're saying you don't deserve to actually receive the safety that you desire. Because as a child, you probably were in a situation where you wanted safety, you didn't receive it. And so you try to control your way into it. And so that little girl, that inner child, what she desired was safety. And then as an adult, we say, okay, I never got safety, but because what's familiar to me is trying to control my way into safety, that's the pattern I learned, that's what I'm familiar with, I'm going to keep repeating that. But that never gave you safety. That never gave you safety. It gave you some false illusion of safety, but it never gave you safety. Safety is given freely. Safety is created freely by two sovereign, equally safe people. You cannot control your way into safety with an unsafe person. And so because it feels familiar, we never actually give ourselves. Because it feels familiar to repeat these patterns of creating unsafety, we never actually give ourselves and our inner child the safety that we actually crave. And I talked about this in another episode, something about inner child healing. And I was talking about the real inner child healing is giving yourself the safety that your inner child actually crave for and not continuing to live out trauma responses. And that's what most people do. So their inner child, for example, maybe your mom made you feel unsafe, so you felt you had to perform your way into safety. So then as an adult, what's familiar to you is not receiving actual safety and then trying to perform for it because you feel unworthy. That inner child still has never received safety from you or from anyone. So your inner child is still suffering. It's when you can actually create safety in your own body and then receive it from another that you actually heal your inner child. So that is just why we control men, why we desire to control men. And another reason I think too is that we have this this upper limit of we think that there are no good men. So because we haven't seen, or because we're still attracted to men who are mirroring back our wounds, we convince ourselves that there's nothing better out there. And so we have to just make the best of our situation and control ourselves, or try to control ourselves into safety with this unsafe person. But the truth is, there are many, 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 many amazing, really, truly safe, emotionally intelligent men. And we have to re-regulate our nervous systems to acknowledge that fact. It's only when we acknowledge that there are genuinely good and safe men that we set a new limit, a new expansion of our awareness, where then we no longer have to settle for unsafety. And we realize the only reason we were is because we were attracted to it, because that's all we knew. And so, yeah, so that's really important. I think I'm going to stop this episode right here. But this is how or why we control men. And when you actually stop controlling men, you are faced with all of your own shit that you avoid by focusing all your energy on him. When you stop focusing all your energy on him, you have to realize, wait, I'm creating this. I'm the one who's choosing an unsafe man and then trying to do all this drama to, you know, mask from the truth. And then that puts you into yourself. Why am I doing that? What part of me craves this? Why am I in unsafe situations? Why am I putting myself in these situations? How can I change my life to make my life safe? How can I change my situations to make sure I'm safe? And so all the accountability comes back to you when we stop outsourcing all of our energy into unsafe situations by trying and attempting to control men. Real men who are actually safe don't need to be controlled. So if you try to control your man and you feel like you need to, chances are he's not a good man for you. So yeah, guys, that is my little episode for this Saturday, and I am going to stop it here, but I will talk to you guys soon, and I will talk to you guys on Wednesday, and I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.